Hey everybody, welcome back to this. I'm your host, Shauna Griffiths. And today's Real Talk is with a real leader who is super special to me. She's an award-winning marketer and also an entrepreneur who has an awesome, awesome content platform. She also happens to be a super dear friend of mine. So without further ado, Elisa Padilla, folks.
Thank you so much, Shauna. I am so grateful to you, for giving me this opportunity, and kudos to you and congratulations on this podcast, your blog, and everything that you're doing to make the world a better place.
Oh, thank you so much, Elisa. You're just the best. And I'm truly proud and grateful that you made the time to come on today. And so folks, let me give you a little bit of context here. So Elisa and I have known each other for 10 plus years, plus years, yeah. but so much of it was from afar. And so, Elisa and I got to know each other during COVID. And Elisa, I have to tell you, you were one of the brightest spots in one of the darkest times for me. I had lost my job as I've talked about openly on the podcast, because of COVID layoffs. And I was like, what the hell am I going to do? So started SLG Impact. And Elisa, you were right there from the beginning, being one of my biggest champions, encouragers. You were in the trenches with me for a while, working on some projects. And you made such an impact on the brand, on the evolution of SLG Impact. So, you know, when I talk about pride and honor and having you on, that's a bit of it. So I just, you know, kind of oozing with gratitude for all, you know, and so, you know, I guess folks in the midst of some crazy hard times, there are some bright spots, and Elisa's one of them for me.
Yeah, well, I feel the same way, Shauna, and it's interesting because, so I was furloughed, and the day right after, Shauna and I connected live, and I just remember it was like this instant connection, and I just remember fast forwarding from April to August, where we were having the conversation, and I'm like, Shauna, what do you want to do? And you were like, SLG Impact is what I want to do. I'm like, just do it. So I'm incredibly grateful because you were part of a very bright spot for me and being able to help in my own way by, you know, lifting what you wanted to do up was so special to me because it's like, okay, Shauna can do anything she wants. She's going to kick ass. So to me, I'm so incredibly proud to see like your evolution and what you've done. And again, tying it back to bright spots during, you know, dark times, like these are the moments that really matter the most, right? These are the people that are with you. During the darkest times are the people that will always have a special place in our hearts and in our lives. So I'm glad that, you know, we have one another and that we've gone through this process together.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad you told that story because about how you were like, just do it. Because, you know, again, like in the spirit of Real Talk, folks, I'll tell you, a lot of times people think that like, you know, having an encourager or having like, you know, a champion in your corner is always the person that's like, just telling you all the, like the nice things and like, you know, the delivering it in a way, but part of the beauty was the way that you delivered it to me. And I remember you were like, one day you just said to me, you're like, basically were telling me that I was holding myself back. And you found the most amazing way to say it to me, but it made the biggest impact. You're like, are you doing this or not? And I was like, oh, right, here I go. So again, it's like, you know, part of Real Talk is being able to tell people the things that they need at those times and finding the way to deliver it. And I think that's, again, about like the real leadership really comes through. So I know I got a little bit into a rabbit hole there about the context, but thought it was important. So I want to get back to, you know, your incredible evolution. Again, like award-winning marketer, you've worked with some of the hottest names in the sports and entertainment industry. You know, again, like creating your own platform, Kick It by EP, and you were kind enough to have me on. So talk about the evolution because it doesn't happen overnight. And I think again, like as a female, as a Latina coming up, you know, you probably were looking around the room and not always seeing people that looked or sounded exactly like you. So, you know, I think it's really important to share that evolution. So would love to hear it.
Yeah. So I'm, you know, I'm a veteran of the sports and entertainment industry. And I think it's important to set up the context of I'm one of six children, blue collar parents. And one of the things that my parents instilled in us was that education was so important. So my older sister was the first to graduate from college. I then followed. I'm the first in my family to have an MBA. My younger brother has followed. So there's two of us. So I share that because we, you know, I was brought up in a very, you know, humble home where working and, you know, showing up and doing your best and the importance of education was instilled in us very early on. So I was blessed enough to not only, you know, have the opportunity to go to undergrad and come out of undergrad after I graduated, my very first job was with the New York Knicks. Mm-hmm. And my dream was to be a director of marketing for an NBA team because when I was growing up, my older brother was a high school basketball star and our family outings were to go see him to play basketball. And because I was raised in a very traditional Latina household, girls weren't allowed to play sports. So we were the cheerleaders for my brother. Anyway, I set that up because all of that was the foundation to my drive to want to be, you know, a leader in the sports industry. And when I look back and as I was prepping for this podcast, I thought to myself, I'm like, wow, not only did I become a director of marketing for an NBA team, I became a CMO for a global sports and entertainment company. And that's pretty impressive knowing, and I say that in the most humble way, knowing that there are only 30 NBA teams, right? So to be one of those for, you know, 5+ years was really incredible. And my secret has always just been to go to work, put your head down, deliver great work, and earn your seat every single day. And I remember when I was the CMO of the Nets and Barclays Center, I was always one of the first people in the office. There was always a handful of us. And, you know, I remember someone saying, you know, Elisa, like, you're the CMO, why are you here? And I'm like, I hustle every single day, like I'm the intern trying to get a full-time job. And I have carried, even when I went to the Miami Marlins, I was always one of a few people in super, super early. And I share that because for me, it has always been about the work. And I think that if you focus on the work and deliver, you know, outstanding work, then opportunities arise.
Yeah, absolutely. And I will say, like, you are so well respected in the industry. And I think that, you know, your work ethic is the, you know, it just becomes a calling card. And that's right. And I think that's also like what's so key about leadership, because leadership isn't about, and leading isn't about like just being a mouthpiece about it. It's like, right, how do you show up every single day? What is the impact and the example that you're making? And like, that is in your blood. And, you know, you and I thankfully know so many of the same people, you know, and I know that that's what people say about you. And I was able to be in the trenches with you in, you know, some of the SLG impact work we did together. And I saw it firsthand myself. And, you know, so folks listening, you know, no matter where you're at in your career, this, I think it's so critical. Like, how do you show up and earn your paycheck every day?
Yeah, absolutely. It's really important.
Yeah, absolutely. So you went from, you know, working in this industry, right? And then you know, as I had shared, I had lost my job, you were furloughed. And then in such a crazy time, you started this incredible content platform that's all about paying it forward. And I find it so interesting because I think it was probably a time where you felt pretty depleted. And it was a hard time to navigate. And yet you found it within yourself to actually create a platform that pays it forward and puts other people forward. And so I would love to have you share with people, like, where did that come from? What are you doing with it? Again, it's Kick It by EP, folks. Follow it. It's awesome. I'd love to have you share the story of that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was furloughed and the first thing that I had to realize was that, you know, it was me along with millions of other Americans because of COVID.
Yeah.
And I just remember after wallowing for 24 hours of being displaced, right? Not by my own doing.
Yeah.
I remember walking with one of my little guys, Trey, and I thought to myself, how do I make this negative into a positive? Like, how do I flip the narrative? Because this really isn't about me. This is really about where we are in the world and what's happening. And I just remember going back to my sister's home where we were staying at the time and thinking to myself, okay, you know what? I want to pay it forward. I want to help other people get through this time. And I thought, you know what? Social media is the place to be. IG was just like the hottest thing. I'm like, I'm going to try this. And that's how it started, Shauna. And over the past 2 years have had well over 150 conversations with amazing people. And for me, the platform is rooted in inspiration, education, and paying it forward. And it's the opportunity to highlight the stories of people who otherwise wouldn't have the opportunity. So mm-hmm. I'm not only speaking to C-level executives, I'm not only speaking, you know, to middle managers, I'm speaking to everyone across the board. And I remember I had reached out to somebody who was pretty junior when I was at the Nats. And I started this content platform. I want you to share your story. And she's like, who wants to hear my story? I'm like, well, young up and comers who are in the digital space who want to hear how you have gone from working, you know, from the Nets to Madison Square Garden, like, or, you know, it's just like, you have an incredible story. And that to me has been so rewarding and so fulfilling. And I took a hiatus in summer of 2021. And thought, okay, what's next for Kick It by EP? Like, how do I continue to give back? Because at that time, people started going back to work. People weren't, you know, so hungry for content. You know, the things were going, what seemed to be back to normal, and had this amazing opportunity to bring Kick It by EP Lunchtime Conversation live at the Seaport in New York City. And I did the first live event in December and they asked me to come back in January. So the next Lunchtime Live will be on January 27th in New York City. And Shauna, it was terrifying and exciting all at the same time.
Yeah.
And I just, for me, it's just about community, right? It's about, okay, now taking something from Instagram Live, which we still did it on IG, you could still go back and see the conversations, but it's about getting people in a room and being part of a community. And I had someone ask me, well, what do you want people to feel when they attend or leave the event? And for me, I just want people to leave inspired. I just want people to hear other people's stories and say, wow, like, she did that, like, I can do that. Or to be open enough to think about, wow, how do I inspire? How do I educate? And how do I pay it forward? So to me, it's about, you know, being part of this community to be inspired.
Yeah, absolutely. And so it's a community that's largely female, correct?
Yes, correct, okay. Correct. Yeah.
And I think that's an interesting part because I think, you know, again, we similarly spent a ton of our career in an industry that's large, like traditionally, stereotypically male.
Yep.
And I think that along with that stereotype, often there's a stereotype of women not helping each other. And there's a stereotype of women actually like holding things back from one another. And so I think that's another, I don't want to have it lost. And as we're talking about it, I want people to hear this and understand that it's a part, you doing this is a part of helping to create a new reality for the way that women are supporting each other, which is pretty awesome. And I will also say that I actually saw this again just yesterday. There's a saying that's out there in the world, right? And it's about like, surround yourself, and it's often written as surround yourself with women, for a woman, surround yourself with women who will put your name forward in a crowded room. And I literally always think of you when I see, when I hear that. And I saw it again yesterday when I was preparing for this. And I just have to say, like, you are doing that for so many people. And it's, and you and I were talking earlier about purpose. And I think that that's an incredible thing, and, you know, to have as a North Star for you and for others.
Yeah, I think it's really important, Shauna. And I think that, you know, I had a moment of clarity as I was climbing the corporate ladder, where I realized that there aren't women who will pull up a chair for you at the table. Mm. And I thought to myself, like, that's not who I want to be. There's enough room for all of us at the table. Yeah. I think it's worth repeating, as a woman, and you know, to your point, in the industry that we worked in that was predominantly male, there's room for all of us at the table. And I think that the way that I look at it, and especially with Kick It by EP, it's about elevating and giving those voices who would have never had the opportunity, you know, to be covered in SBJ or to be, you know, I don't know what, you know, whatever the trades are within the industry. So it's really about the person telling their story. They're the hero, because everyone's story is worth telling. And that's just the way that I feel about it. And I think that if you're successful, Shauna, if you're successful, I'm successful, right? Yeah. Even if that means mentioning your room when you're not in the room. Uh-huh. And I think that it's really, really key. There's another saying that's specific to women too, is that, you know, when you see a woman, fix her crown, because that's not going to diminish you. And it's true. Like, creating opportunities for other women is not going to diminish opportunities for me.
Yeah. And it's funny, because I think, like you said earlier about like aha moments, I think we've talked a lot about these aha moments that we've had along our respective journeys. And I actually remember a point in my career where I caught myself feeling jealousy that another woman got a role that was senior. And it wasn't that I even necessarily was like in line for that same role. And I was like, caught myself. I was like, what? That has nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
And then I realized that was like an opportunity to celebrate and congratulate. And because that opportunity that she received and not received, but earned, right? Also, like, that means that there is more opportunity to come for more women, including myself. And so, you know, it's just incredible. And it goes back to what you were saying earlier, I think, about flipping narrative. Yep. You know, there is, to a large degree, there's an element to which we can control the way that we operate, the way that we react to something. I think a lot of times it is that awareness. And sometimes it does come with like age and evolution and, you know, experience, call it. But thank you for sharing like you are, because I think this is the stuff that we need to be able to talk about. You know, things don't happen overnight, easily for everybody. And I think it's so much is about like, how are we helping each other along the way? And giving gratitude to those who are, you know, you're not just opening the door or like pulling a seat out. You're literally like holding it open and like helping someone at the table. So, huge kudos to you for what you're doing with all this.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. So just a few more things here. I would love to get your perspective on just this past couple of years of COVID and everything that's happened in the midst of it. Has been such a time of like, we talked about some of the bright lights and some of the like most gut-wrenching, heart-wrenching stuff that's gone on, and loss of identity and all sorts of stuff. And I'm just, you know, I think it's been one of the hardest times, but one of the most important times to lead. And yep. sometimes that means that you're leading not from, you know, a seat that you were before. So I'd love your perspective on just on that and what's it been like, or, you know, what are your thoughts about leading through such unprecedented times?
Yeah. What's interesting about what we have been living through the past 2 years is that we've never experienced anything like this, right? So there's no blueprint to say, yeah. oh my goodness, like this is what we're going to do. And I think that from a leadership perspective, I think no matter what seat you're in, right?
Yeah.
I think it's to observe, is to listen, and to really come from a place of empathy and compassion, mm-hmm. because there are so many people that their lives have been turned upside down, right? So whether it's loss of a career, loss of, you know, a job, whatever it is, being displaced, you know, I think about the parents who have lost childcare, who now have to figure out how to work full-time and take care of their kids. I think about the children who are not going to school and who are learning on a screen. Like, it's crazy, right? So I think that as a leader, that's, you know, if you just take a pause and just listen to what people, your employees, your colleagues, whatever are saying, and really come at it from an authentic place of caring and making their lives a little bit better, or making their lives better. I think that that's the key, Shauna. I really think, and also be honest, right? Be very honest with your intentions.
Yes.
You know, I heard this morning on the radio that the new mayor of New York City is pressuring the financial companies to bring their employees back because he feels that the city needs to, it won't survive unless it has employees. And I thought to myself, I was just like, you know, right now, employers have to think about, okay, not only their employees' safety, meaning from this virus, but also from a mental health, you know, perspective. You know, it's just like, what happens to like the kids that, the people that have kids that, you know, now aren't going back to in-classroom learning, that are going to go virtual? Like, that's a lot of stuff that companies, Shauna, and leaders haven't dealt with. And I think that, you know, coming at it from an empathetic standpoint and being true to your beliefs, I think is critical.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's so, as you were talking about it, a thought came to me, this word of like grace and meeting, it, because it's also meeting yourself with grace during this time as a leader. To be present for yourself and for others, like you're saying, you know, and, but it's also being present and meeting other people with grace. Like it is just trying to hold people to the same not even standards, but the same almost situation and expectations as air quotes before is just suffocating. And, you know, I think mental health is such a great topic, you know, and to surface here, and I've been very open about my challenges with anxiety over the years. And, you know, it is just, it's such a time when, you know, the more depleted you are, the more susceptible you are in those times. So it's a great thing to bring up here. I love it. Just about, you know, you talking about the authenticity, you know, in leadership and that capacity is super important.
For sure.
Well, you know, another thing that's always really stood out to me is that you have an incredible way of keeping your like hand on the pulse of everything in like sports, entertainment, lifestyle, culture, because, you know, it is also melding and together. And, you know, even as you've shifted and dealt with all you have in the last couple of years, you're just so informed and, you know, so well connected. So I would love to end this with some, whether it's like you want to talk about some trends or trends and some of the things that you think that brands and properties should do more of and less of.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to go with what properties and brands should be doing more of.
Okay.
I think one is leverage user generated content. I think about that as anyone who is a sports fan and who has gone to a sporting event, the thrill that people get when they're on the video board, there's like nothing like that, right? So leveraging your fans' content. So whether you're putting it in email, whether you're putting it on the website, like make your consumer the hero. The second thing is make your super fans, almost make them into nano micro influencers, right? People nowadays with social media, like everybody has a voice. So what better way to have a real fan, whether it's your product or your team, tell your brand story? I mean, that it, to me, goes back to being real, authentic. It's like, here is this person who just loves blank. You fill in the blank. But I think that that's really important. Mm-hmm. And the last thing that I'll say is that I want to see brands and properties be more bold. I want them to stand up and say, this is what we believe in. This is who we are. This is what we're offering our consumers. Because while it's important to lead with empathy and compassion, and I think we agree on that, yes. I think that being bold is how you break through the clutter. Absolutely. And think about everything that's like trying to consume your attention nowadays. It's like, what's going to make you stand out? Because for me, from my years of experience in marketing, for me, it's all about evoking emotion, driving action to get share of wallet. And if you're bold, you're going to accomplish that.
Oh, those are so good, EP. Those are so good. And it's so true. Again, it's like, as you were talking about, I was thinking about like, you know, this is what we talk about like evolving your brand, evolving your people, being real, being authentic. And this isn't just, you know, again, it crosses both the way you are as a person, the way you are as a brand. Lead, be real, be authentic. That's the stuff that cuts through. That's the stuff that matters. Yeah. And you just do it. You just lead in such a tremendous way, and you are making amazing things happen. And I always count me as one of your biggest encouragers. As I said, folks, follow Elisa Padilla on LinkedIn, Kick It by EP on the various social channels. January 27th, if you're in New York City, you can catch the live event. Yep. But you can also, it'll also be available digitally.
Instagram.
Kick It by EP. Amazing. Well, thank you so much. We'll let you go and have an awesome day, Elisa.
You too. And thank you, Shauna, and continued success, because just know that I'm cheering for you.
Thank you.